You're listening to Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast where IT leaders exchange insights about issues around cloud architectures for the data center. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Conversations in the Cloud. My name is Allison Klein, and today we've got Gail Rufkowski and Dave Nicholson from EMC with us. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Hi, Allison. Good to see you.
So, Dave, you've been on the program a couple times before, so we're going to start with Gail. So, Gail, talk to us a little bit about your role at EMC and how you're working to help drive cloud computing forward.
David and I manage the Intel relationship for EMC. So we're part of the alliance team. Most people look at EMC as a storage company. And what's happening is it is really moving towards a company that is transforming into an IT infrastructure company. So right now we're looking at storage and servers starting to meet. We are focused on cloud and virtualization, big data, and trust. And of course, the Intel relationship moves towards all of those in the convergence of EMC and Intel.
I know that EMC and Intel have had a very healthy relationship that extends back many years in the storage arena. How does transitioning to maybe a blurred line of system infrastructure delivery in the data center, how has that benefited from working with a standard platform like Gaia?
Well, over the last several years, we have actually standardized all of our platforms on Intel architecture. So from an internal perspective, it's allowed us to create alignment between our individual product teams. So we can share resources back and forth between the product teams because we're coding to a common platform. Clearly, as we extend this concept of servers and storage converging to the outside world, there are benefits to be had. Gail was referencing this idea that there are times when it makes sense to move storage closer to compute, and there are times where it makes more sense to move compute closer to storage. It's all about that pervasive nature of virtualization, the standardization on Intel architecture, and the emergence of solid state as a pervasive technology.
Are there benefits to the customer to have an integrated solution between server and storage?
Absolutely. Generally, we look at things starting from the application view. Mm-hmm. We look at the customer's application environment. And from an EMC perspective, we work to create integration points so that their applications run best on our architecture. That's the value add that we bring to the table. In this new world of converged network, server, and storage, it's important to look at things with that kind of holistic approach.
Do you guys have any examples of customers who have benefited from this type of an approach?
There's a great example. Green Plum, one of our family members at our company, has a data compute platform. And that data compute platform allowed a very, very large cellular provider to search through a lot of information about its subscriber base to figure out exactly where and when money should be spent to retain customers. The big question was, why do customers leave to go to the competition? The knee-jerk reaction was to say, well, obviously it's because calls drop. So what we need to do is spend hundreds of millions of dollars on new infrastructure. Well, after using the analytic capabilities that we brought to bear with our Green Plum platform, this customer figured out that no, it had nothing to do with dropped calls. It had nothing to do with infrastructure. In fact, it was simply they were being out-marketed by their competition. They found that when a subscriber left, they took with them their friends and family. So they were able to come up with a new marketing plan and address that leakage of customers to the competition. They wouldn't have been able to get that answer without the capabilities that we brought to bear with Green Plum in this case. And Green Plum is running on this Intel architecture.
Now, you were first on the program, Dave, when we talked about the launch of Open Data Center Alliance usage models. You recently were at the Intel Developer Forum, actually showcasing some proof of concepts of real solutions working, supporting the security monitoring usage model. Can you guys talk a little bit about what you accomplished at IDF and how that relates to your strategy for the data center moving forward?
We showed secure onboarding of applications and their associated workloads and data, moving seamlessly information from a private cloud environment to a public cloud environment. We leveraged our VPlex technology, which allows the seamless movement of applications and data from one location to another, and along with Intel TXT, or Trusted Execution Technology, to validate that when we booted up those virtual machines, that they were being booted on trusted ESX hosts. It was an integrated solution that really addressed some of the usage models that were rolled out in June, and we're continuing to do development work on those fronts.
When you look at data management in this new world of vast amounts of data, how do the database architectures have to shift? You mentioned movement to solid state, but are there other changes in how EMC is managing data that will help to deliver this real-time data delivery that is required in the cloud?
I think that one significant shift that's going to occur over time is an increase in the dependence upon parallelization of workloads. So we're in an era where traditional databases that are based on serial architectures are straining under the loads that we're putting against them today. So we've sort of patched up some of those environments with solid state and faster CPUs, but eventually the only way to keep up with the massive amounts of computational processes that will occur, the only way to keep up is to parallelize those workloads. And absolutely that affects anyone who's managing data from a DBA perspective, because some of those disciplines are different than what they've been used to. This isn't going to happen overnight, but it's on the cutting edge, we're seeing that transformation occur already. Technologies like Hadoop, for example. Mm-hmm. When we talk about a Hadoop file system, the concepts of MapReduce, these are things that are, you know, they're acting as traffic cops to spread workloads against massive farms of little workers instead of one giant silo of serialized architecture.
Where can people find that reference architecture and other information about the Intel collaboration?
EMC.com, but also at intelcloudbuilders.com/EMC. And there they'll find some new architectural references, some videos, and of course these podcasts.
Well, Dave, it's always a pleasure of having you on the program. And Gail, thank you for coming on as the first-time guest. We'll have you back soon to talk a little bit more about EMC.
Thank you very much, Allison.
Thanks, Allison.